Lifestyle matters. It's more than money.
I'm Faisal Carmelli. My co-host here, Dave Popowich. How you doing, buddy?
I'm great, Faisal. You?
Ooh, Pepto-Bismol's my friend.
Well, it's a bit of a roller coaster ride. Is that what you're referring to? A
lot of volatility. My stomach is queasy.
Keep your arms inside the ride at all times?
All time. Okay, I'm not queasy. I'm not worried about this, but a lot of people are.
Yeah, they are. Absolutely.
And so when we have times like this, Dave, we look to people, part of our extended team of professionals, to see what their views are on the economy, on the markets. There's, when you look at from a Canadian lens, you don't always see all the opportunities in the world. So we need more of a global lens on this one.
Yeah, and you know, it's also good to get perspective, Faisal, in my opinion, on the markets are forward-looking, right? And people forget that. So we get caught up in the emotion when the markets are actually looking out 6 months. And this is why people get caught offside on their emotional decisions. So I think not only do we look at the opportunities, but it'd be a great perspective on where we think the markets are going to be going, right? Versus where they are, because that's how the market is going to price this go-forward position. And to your point, we've got a terrific guest with us today, part of our extended team of professionals, Robert Beauregard, who is the Chief Investment Officer at Global Alpha. Rob, welcome to the show.
Thank you both for inviting me.
So we've given a bit of a setup there and hope we did some justice to the environment right now. But being that you and your team have a global perspective on investing, I think where I'd love to start is to get your opinion, Rob, as to sort of where we are at this point in the global cycle. And then we can talk a little bit about where we think we're going. But give us your take on where we are right now.
Well, you know, if we were to really remove the last 2 years, 2020, 2021, as extraordinary years, not only from, you know, most countries imposing some sort of lockdowns and, you know, the supply chain issues, and go back maybe to how do we compare to 2019, I would say we're kind of probably in the sixth, seven inning of an economic cycle if you remove those 2 years. You've seen the last not only 2 years, but, you know, really started from the global financial crisis in 2008, you know, an extraordinary response by central banks around the world, rates going to zero. And we're kind of going back not only to a more normal situation compared to 2021, but from a more liquidity perspective, probably even, you know, removing some of this liquidity we've been putting in the market since 2008, 2009. So, you know, but overall, probably six, seven innings. Recessions are inevitable. They're not always synchronized, though. And we're probably not this year. We don't see one. But, you know, the market right now is probably saying we'll get a recession probably sometimes next year, maybe into the next year, but it might be a very different recessions than the recessions we were used in the past.
Would you like to expand on that, Rob, in regards to when you say different type of recession? What do you mean by that?
Well, you know, as we see right now, we have the lowest unemployment rates on record, not only in Canada, it's true in the US, it's true in Japan. It's even true in Europe, which, you know, has been, you know, certainly structurally higher unemployment rates. And I don't think that we're going to, you know, have a recession with massive layoffs and, you know, a lot of people being unemployed. You know, between the baby boomers going on to retirement or retiring early. And the reshoring, nearshoring that we've been talking about, and certainly getting accelerated now with not only global tensions, but with the impact of COVID, making supply chains more robust, this just in time. I think the employment market will remain strong. So, you know, when people have jobs, they normally continue to spend. So it might be what is probably a recession, a shallow recession, but nothing like we've seen, let's say, in the 1980s or even early 90s.
What you made the comment also, Rob, that it's not necessarily, recessions won't necessarily be synchronized here. Maybe walk us through a little bit and expand on that thought as well.
Sure. So Right now, we talk a lot about inflation and how central banks, you know, really need to fight it. But if we look globally, the inflation problem is not widespread. I mean, Canada, you know, the U.S. is very high inflation. So does the U.K. and probably Canada. But the Japan is still fighting deflation. They've only had 2 months now of inflation above, just slightly above 2%. So very far. France is in the 4 to 5%. The fight, you know, on inflation by central banks will not necessarily be as aggressive everywhere. And we're starting to see this divergence. And that's really what I had in mind when I talked about not synchronized. Global growth has been relatively stable since the end of the Second World War. There's always something going wrong. You know, this volatility is nothing new. Wars, inflation, deflation, recessions. I mean, I started, and you probably are a bit older than you guys, but in 97, when I started managing money, we had the Asian crisis, followed by long-term capital the year after, the tech bubble, the tech crash, the financial and housing bubble, the financial crash, the euro crisis, COVID, now the war in Ukraine. So it's how to navigate and stay the course. And
you know, one thing, Rob, I find that as we get older, our resistance or ability to accept volatility decreases. And so I'll use the example in Calgary, Canada, you can get a snowfall at any point in time. And I remember saying, literally this winter, this must be the coldest in history. And it wasn't. It wasn't even close to it, but it just felt like it.
Right.
Right. And so I think that's the reaction. When you're listening to the companies you're investing in with, when you look at these small, medium-sized companies, are they saying the same thing? This is the worst we've ever seen? Or are they looking at it as an optimistic point of view? What's the sentiment of small, medium-sized companies that you're investing with Global Alpha?
Well, I would say the one thing that is quite new for many of them is the inflation. I mean, most of us have grown up in an environment where inflation is going down or very low, rates are very low. So for many management teams, if you're not 50 and over, you've never seen that kind of price rise. And that certainly forces, to adjust your operating model. But most of our companies have been around for a very long time, surprisingly. I'll give you the example of a name in the portfolio called Rothschild. Well, if you go back and check, it's the original Rothschild family from, the 17th or 18th century that financed the wars in Europe. I mean, Alexander, the CEO, is the 17th generation Rothschild. So they've kind of seen a few cycles before. And quite a few of our companies have been around. I think we've got a Swiss company that's the second oldest company listed in the world. So, but overall, we're certainly, if anything, the COVID has forced many companies to very quickly adjust their business models. And those who are still around are much stronger positioned today. And if you look at the earnings power of the same company today versus 2019, even with inflation, even with a slowdown, we might still see a stronger profit outlook than we saw in 2019.
We're going to have to take a quick break, Rob, and you've been good enough to stick around. So we'll come back to you in just a minute. But Faisal, one of the things we have to do is the world's a big place, right? Retirement's a long period of time. And I think what Rob said is there's lots of different things. There's always problems, but there's always opportunities somewhere in the world. And you got to go and figure out where those opportunities are. What geography, what asset class, whatever the case may be, right? So we have to try to make sense of how to pull all those things together, both protect, but also profit over time, despite the environment. And we're going to talk about that at our upcoming seminar.
Yeah, the strategy to get you through a retirement. We're going to talk about that on our upcoming webinar on Tuesday, July 19th, 7 p.m. live online. You need to register for this.
So go to morethanmoneyradio.com to register.
Well, join us after the break, and we're going to try to figure out where in the world the opportunities are right now. You're on 770 CHQR and More Than Money.